From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A special White House welcome today for new Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, with President Obama saying her ascendancy to the bench will be an inspiration for generations to come. Following the president's remarks, Sotomayor spoke about how she was able to struggle from a modest background to reach the nation's highest court.
It is this nation's faith in a more perfect union that allows a Puerto Rican girl from the Bronx to stand here now.
Sotomayor was sworn in this past weekend as the nation's first Hispanic Supreme Court justice after being confirmed by the Senate by a 68-31 vote. She will have little time to reflect on her achievements, though. She's expected to be ready when the court hears arguments beginning September 9th on a complicated case involving money in campaigns. Iran's parliament speaker has denied opposition allegations that some protesters were raped after the detention in the post-election unrest there. Del Gavlak reports.
At least three people are known to have died in South Tehran's Karazak prison, and public anger has erupted as reports of rampant abuse in the jail spread. Now, Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani wants to put the lid on claims of brutal rape of jailed men and women protesters. He said an investigation showed there was no rape or sexual abuse as claimed by opposition leader Mahdi Karoubi. But the swift denial is viewed as an effort by hardliners to discredit opposition allegations of prisoner mistreatment. Karoubi said he based his claim on reports from senior officials and former military commanders. His allegation surfaced as the Islamic Republic continues to battle a damaging political crisis. It was triggered by the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, which the opposition claims was rigged. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The Iraqi government has taken measures to limit the spread of swine flu by setting restrictions on the annual Hajj, the pilgrimage, in November. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Iraq has only one confirmed death from the virus so far, with 29 other cases diagnosed. But the numbers are rising among American soldiers. 67 so far, according to Iraq's health minister, now the largest group in the country confirmed to have swine flu. Iraq's cabinet set measures to limit the disease, banning Iraqis from traveling to the holy city of Mecca during Ramadan that begins this month. The government also set limits for the larger pilgrimage in November, banning children, the elderly, the obese, and the pregnant. Since the announcement that a 21-year-old woman died from swine flu after visiting Shiite shrines in Najaf, there's been a bustling business in amulets and spells to ward off the infection. The Iraqi cabinet approved a more effective defense, the purchase of $100 million worth of a potent antiviral medicine. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 120 points to end the session at 9,361. The Nasdaq gained 28 points. The S&P was up 11 points today. This is NPR. Swiss banking giant UBS, along with the U.S. and Swiss governments, has reached a deal aimed at settling a dispute over whether the bank should be forced to disclose the names of 52,000 of its U.S. clients. Lawyers involved in the case, without giving all the details of the agreement, said today it could involve the disclosure to U.S. authorities of 3,000 to perhaps as many as 10,000 U.S. citizens who are suspected of using offshore accounts to evade taxes. The case against UBS is expected to be dropped once a final agreement is in place. Attorneys for an Atlanta man convicted of aiding terrorists say the most damning evidence against their client may have come from the defendant himself. From Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta, Valerie Edwards reports.
Throughout his trial, Esnal Siddiqui, also known as Shifa, faced the jury as his own lawyer. Counsel was appointed by the court and say their client did an admirable job. They do admit, however, that Siddiqui's appearance in videos calling for a jihad may have sealed his fate. Don Samuel is one of Siddiqui's court-appointed attorneys.
I think the most damaging evidence were the videos that came out of Bosnia that showed explosives and guns, videos that Shifa never saw, that he had no role in manufacturing or producing. There was no evidence that he ever touched a gun or any explosives or anything like that. But I think that was the evidence that was probably the most damaging to him.
The 23-year-old Siddiqui was convicted of conspiring to aid terrorists. He faces up to 60 years in a federal prison. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Edwards in Atlanta.
Crude oil prices moved higher today. Crude oil futures were up 71 cents a barrel to end the session at $70.16 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.